September 24th, 2011, Bob Sprankle here. Just reflecting on an app that I am using lately and got a film done today, a quick quick movie, I guess. It's ScreenFlow. I believe it is only for Mac, but I could be wrong about that. And it's probably my favorite screen capture tool because I can go back in and I can edit and put in call outs or zoom in after I'm done with the entire screen capture. I'm sure there's probably other ones that do that, but this is one I really like. It's pricey. It's $99, and I actually splurged on it when I bought a computer this summer, and Apple gave me a $100 gift card they gave all students and educators at when you bought a new computer. So I just threw it at ScreenFlow, and very happy with it. And so I just did a quick little movie for parents and posted it at my parents' site about using Readability, which is another great tool to screen out. But, you know, writing about it and showing them are, you know, two different things, and I think once parents can see these things, you know, it makes sense much more than if I were to write about it. So, and I'm also trying to use this more for student lessons. In fact, I haven't gotten there yet, but because of time, but I'm trying to do any sub-lessons that I plan ahead of time to do completely on ScreenFlow. So, you know, basically the substitute would have to, you know, call up the lesson and boom, there's the screen capture of all my directions to the students. So that would make it very easy. There are some other great products out there that do similar things. Jing is one. Screencast-O-Matic is awesome. You do it right in your browser. I'll have my students working with that screen capture. And what's nice is it'll highlight your mouse cursor automatically, and then it changes a different color when you click on something. So very cool tools, and trying to get a cache of tutorials out to parents as I have time throughout this year that can be used over and over again.